पाद शौचम आपह शिखा धृतवत विवुधाधिपत्यम यो वै प्रतिश्रुतम रुते न चिकीर्षद अन्यत् आत्मानम् अंग मनसा हरये अभिमेने नार्थो बलेर अयम् उरुक्रम पाद शौचम् नार्थो बलेरयम् उरुक्रम पाद शौचम् आप शिका धृतव्रतो विवुधाधिपत्यम् आपह शिखा धृतव्रतो विबुधाधिपत्यम् यो वै प्रतिश्रुतम् रुते न चिकीर्षदन्यम् यो वै प्रतिश्रुतम् रुते न चिकीर्षदन्यद् आत्मानमङ्गम् मनसा हरयेऽभिमेने आत्मानमङ्ग मनसा हरयेऽभिमेने नार्थो बलेरयम् उरुक्रम पाद शौचम् नार्थो बलेरयम् उरुक्रम पाद शौचम् आपः शिखा धृतव्रतो विबुधाधिपत्यम् यो वै प्रतिश्रुतम् रुते न चिकीर्षदन्यद् आत्मानमङ्गम् मनसा हरयेऽभिमेने नार्थो बलेरयम् उरुक्रम पाद शौचम् आपः शिखा धृतव्रतो विबुधाधिपत्यम् यो वै प्रतिश्रुतम् रुते न चिकीर्षदन्यद् आत्मानमङ्गम् मनसा हरयेऽभिमेने
माताजी word to word meaning. No, never. Arthah, of any value in comparison with. Balehe, of strength. I am this. Urukrama pada saucham. The water washed from the feet of the personality of Godhead. Apah water. Shikha dhrutavratah of one who has kept it on his head. Vibodha adhipatyam. Supremacy over the kingdom of the demigods. Yaha, one who, why, certainly, pratishrutam, what was duly promised, rutena, besides that, chikirshat, tried for, anya, anything else, atmanam, even his personal body, Anga, O Narada, Manasa, within his mind, Haraye, unto the Supreme Lord, Abhimene, dedicated. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Bali Maharaj, who put on his head the water washed from the lotus feet of the Lord, did not think of anything besides his promise, in spite of being forbidden by his spiritual master. The king dedicated his own personal body to fulfill the measurement of Lord's third step. For such a personality, even the kingdom of heaven, which he conquered by his strength, was of no value. Purport. Bali Maharaj, by gaining the transcendental favor of the Lord, in exchange for his great material sacrifice, was able to have a place in Vaikunth Lok with equal or greater facilities of eternal enjoyment. Therefore, he was not at all the loser by sacrificing the kingdom of heaven, which he had possessed by his material strength. In other words, when the Lord snatches away one's hard-earned material possessions and favors one with his personal transcendental service of eternal life, bliss, and knowledge, such taking away by the Lord should be considered a special favor upon such a pure devotee. Material possessions, however alluring they may be, cannot be permanent possessions. Therefore, one has to voluntarily give up such possessions, or one has to leave such possessions at the time of quitting this material body. The sane man knows that all material possessions are temporary, and that the best use of such possessions is to exchange them in the service of the Lord, so that the Lord may be pleased with him and award him a permanent place in his Param Dham. In Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, Shloka 5 and 6, the Param Dham of the Lord is described as follows. Nirmana moha jita sanga dosha adhyatma nitya vinivrutta kamaha dvandair vimukta sukha dukha sangair gacchanti amurha padam avyayam tat natat bhasyate suryo na shashanko na pavakaha yad gatva nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. One who possesses more in the material world, in the shape of house, land, children, society, friendship and wealth, possesses these things only for the time being. One cannot possess all this illusory paraphernalia created by Maya permanently. Such a possessor is more illusion in the matter of his self-realization. Therefore, one should possess less or nothing so that one may be free from artificial prestige. We are contaminated in the material world by association with the three modes of material nature. Therefore, the more one spiritually advances by devotional service to the Lord in exchange for his temporary possessions, the more one is freed from the attachment of material illusion. To achieve this stage of life, one must be firmly convinced about spiritual existence and its permanent effects. To know exactly the permanency of spiritual existence, one must voluntarily practice possessing less or only the minimum to maintain one's material existence without difficulty. One should not create artificial needs. That will help one to be satisfied with the minimum. Artificial needs of life are activities of the senses. The modern advancement of civilization is based on these activities of the senses. Or in other words, it is a civilization of sense gratification. Perfect civilization is the civilization of Atma or the soul proper. The civilized man of sense gratification is on an equal level with animals because animals cannot go beyond the activities of the senses. Above the senses is the mind. The civilization of mental speculation is also not the perfect stage of life, because above the mind is the intelligence. And Bhagavad Gita gives us information of the intellectual civilization. The Vedic literature gives different directions for the human civilization, including the civilization of the senses, the mind, the intelligence, and of the soul proper. The Bhagavad Gita primarily deals with the intelligence of man, leading one to the progressive path of civilization or the spirit soul, civilization of the spirit soul. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the complete human civilization dealing with the subject matter of the soul proper. As soon as a man is raised to the status of the civilization of the soul, he is fit to be promoted to the kingdom of God, which is described in Bhagavad Gita as per the above verses. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नितिनामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुवेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. థ్యాంక్ యూ ఎవరీవన్ ఫర్ కమింగ్ ఫర్ దిస్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం మార్నింగ్ క్లాస్ టుడే. సో దిస్ చాప్టర్ ఇస్ ఎంటైటిల్డ్ షెడ్యూల్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్. సో మెనీ ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్ విల్ బి డిస్కస్డ్ రైట్ నౌ. వామన్ దేవ్స్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ స్పెసిఫిక్లీ గివింగ్ మర్సీ టు బలి మహారాజ్ ఇస్ బీన్ డిస్కస్డ్ యెస్టర్డే. హిస్ గ్రేస్ బలరామ్ శక్తి ప్రభు వెరీ నైస్లీ డిస్కస్డ్ మెనీ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద పాస్ట్ టైమ్ అండ్ హీ టోల్డ్ మేబీ ద పాస్ట్ టైమ్ విల్ బి కంటిన్యూడ్ ఫర్దర్. యాక్చువల్లీ టుడే ఐ రెడ్ ఓన్లీ హాఫ్ ద పర్పట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ శ్లోక. సో టుమారో అగైన్ విల్ బి ద సేమ్ శ్లోక, సమ్ రిమైనింగ్ పర్పట్ ఇస్ దేర్. సో మేబీ హిస్ గ్రేస్ గురు గౌరాంగ్ ప్రభు టుమారో విల్ కంటిన్యూ విత్ ద పాస్ట్ టైమ్. ఐ హోప్ సో, ఐ డోంట్ నో. బట్ టుడే విల్ డిస్కస్ సమ్ ఫిలాసాఫికల్ అండ్ ప్రాక్టికల్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ సమ్ పార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ పర్పట్. బేసికలీ ఐ విల్ బి ఫోకసింగ్ మోర్ ఆన్ దీస్ టూ పాయింట్స్ ఓవర్ హియర్. వన్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ దిస్ పారా టూ. ఓకే, ఫస్ట్ ద మెంటాలిటీ ఆఫ్ ఇస్ కంబైన్డ్ మెంటాలిటీ ఆఫ్ బలి మహారాజ్ విచ్ ఇస్ మెన్షన్ ఇన్ ద పారా వన్ ఆఫ్ ద పర్పట్. ఫర్ బలి మహారాజ్ నథింగ్ వాజ్ ఆఫ్ వాల్యూ కంపేర్డ్ టు హిస్ ప్రామిస్ టు ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్, హిస్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ టు ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్. ఈవెన్ ద కింగ్డమ్ విచ్ హీ హాజ్ ఎర్న్డ్ బై హిస్ హార్డ్ వర్క్ బై స్ట్రెంగ్త్ కింగ్డమ్ ఆఫ్ హెవన్ వాజ్ ఆఫ్ లైక్ ధ్రువ మహారాజ్. హీ సేస్ కాంచన్ విచిన్నం అపి దివ్య రత్నం. ఈవెన్ ద కింగ్డమ్ ఆఫ్ ద హోల్ యూనివర్స్ ఈజ్ ఆఫ్ నో వాల్యూ. సో దిస్ మెంటాలిటీ ఐ విల్ బి డిస్కసింగ్ సమ్ వాట్. ఈవెన్ సెకండ్ పారాగ్రాఫ్ ద లైన్ బిగిన్స్ విత్ మెటీరియల్ పొజిషన్స్ హౌవర్ ఎల్యూరింగ్ దే మే బి cannot be permanent possessions and therefore one has to voluntarily give up such possessions. So this part that as a devotee also we have to learn to give up material possessions. So what does it mean? And third, another part which I'll be taking is of the next purport. Yeah, in the third paragraph, summarizing the whole paragraph which I read, that the human civilization has to progress from the level of the body to the mind to the intelligence and to the soul. So I'll be taking a combination of all these points today with respect to purport rather than discussing much about Bali Maharaj's pastime. And if time permits, before we end, I'll be trying to understand all these points combined from a very, very, I would say, not advanced, he's a perfected soul, but from his character and pastimes from Chaitanya Charitamrita. He's a very highly advanced soul, but he had performed those pastimes in a unique way in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we'll try to discuss that and understand his today's shloka. So yes, for Bali Maharaj, the time of test has come. We all will get that. We may not be Bali Maharaj possessing, having conquered the kingdom of heaven. Wonderful. Thank you. But we all have conquered something in our life. It can be wealth, it can be position, it can be skills, it can be power, it can be fame. We all have. Even in devotional life, we are famous as a very good singer or speaker or lecturer or mudanga player or collector or book distributor. All these things, they are wonderful if we are not attached to them from the material point of view, like pride, position. These are wonderful things, but they may not be so wonderful if we are attached to the position, like I am a good singer. And bhakti is tested very subtly. Bhakti is a very subtle thing. Suppose I am a good speaker and I don't get a chance to speak for months together. And if I feel, hey, why I'm not getting a chance to speak, then we can say I am certainly attached to my qualification of being a speaker. Same thing about singer or whatever it may be. So these things are wonderful if we can use them, if we can use them purely in Krishna's service. Such things need not be given up, but we have to learn to use them purely in Krishna's service. That is the crux. See, we all will have something. We have a body. Once we have a body, we will have something with the body with us. Some qualification, some skill, something. We cannot give that up. Even if we give up the body, we will have the mind and the soul, and we will have something with us. We cannot give that up. But what we have to give up is to keep those things impurely. Impurely means these things are mine. They are my qualifications. I am identifying with those qualifications. I have money, I give donation. Identifying with that. We see in spiritual practices, there are people who are virtually like singers like Swargaloka, Gandharvas. They can be a pure devotee, that they may not be pure devotees, depends on their mentality. There are some devotees who are fabulously rich. We cannot imagine, even in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other places. They can be pure or not pure. So, material possessions might be given up or might not be given up. But what has to be given up is the impurity of possessing them. That is, they belong to me. I have achieved them. I identifying ourselves with those things. And it can lead to many other things like pride, competition, envy, if we start identifying with those things. So for, and we all will be tested. Bali Maharaj is like the moment of test, final test. Whether you are attached to your kingdom of heaven, which you are conquered with your own strength, which you are achieved, the whole world knows it, you are famous for that, the world identifies you with that. We all make identity. This Prabhuji, identify with something. Are you willing to give that up? Bali Maharaj has that test. And just surrender completely to God. And Krishna makes the test more severe. When your spiritual master Shukracharya has told you to act against what you should be doing. It's not only you have to do X, A or B. You have to do A, but the circumstance has been made in such a way that your spiritual master has told you to do B. And still you have to do A. Materially, attachments are on the side of the B. Your heaven and everything. So, this is a complete test for Bali Maharaj. And all of us will also face a test of severe magnitude, different circumstances. Because you are not Bali Maharaj. We are not earned the kingdom of heaven, but we have earned something by staying in Krishna consciousness for quite some years. Or even few months. You earned some position materially, spiritually. So this test will be there. I'll be taking more such examples. Sometimes the scriptural injections will be against what you are supposed to do for spiritual progress. Here one of the injections was following his spiritual master. That was against what you are supposed to do. Your attachments are against what you are supposed to do. Gross attachments, subtle attachments. So all these tests of a similar severity and nature will be coming to us. Only thing, they will be of different circumstances. Bali Maharaj is his circumstance. Someone else will be having some different circumstance. And it's just what decision we take. So, Krishna consciousness, whatever practice we have done will be put to test. In fact, now and then, Krishna puts us to test in Krishna consciousness. Every day. And if we fail, we will continue, but we fail. If we pass, a more higher test will come. till such a test like Bari Maharaj's come. So either way it's good. If we fail, we continue. And if we pass, once you passed in 10th, you get a 10th test again. Now you do 12th. Then graduation, then PG and PhD and whatever it may be. So once we pass some test, we'll progress further. We'll be getting a severe test. So the main point which beginning Parpar is telling, one should be possessing only for the sake of the maintenance of the body and not for pleasure. One should try to possess less or nothing. In this Parpar it is said, one should try to possess less of nothing. Now, which will be answering this question little time later, Bali Maharaj, yes, we agree, he sacrificed everything. But before that, he was having practically the whole universe, not whole universe, but till Sargoloka, not the higher planets. So it's a big area. So, till that moment of sacrificing to Vaman Deo, he was having everything. It was not that he has given up, renounced, and then he sacrificed. So, to understand that, we see Bali Maharaj, not only was possessing heavenly kingdom, he had conquered it. Not that he was sitting and it came in his inheritance. That is one thing. We get some wealth, possession, bungalow, properties, inheritance. Here he had conquered it and then he was possessing it and he was ruling it. So to understand, Bali Maharaj was detached from it. These are the times of test. Detachment is when the time is there, you give up without any difficulty. People are telling, don't give up. Your spiritual guide is telling, don't give up. But the spiritual life, it has to be given up. You give up. Same things happen. See, another point which I'd like to make today is Krishna consciousness perfection is not a stereotype thing. Like in the 10th standard is a stereotype. There's a question paper and answers have to be particularly like that. Then only we'll get the right marks or more marks, correct marks. The 12th standard also more or less is like that. As you grow further, like you go towards projects and thesis and whatever it may be to the PhD, the things can be diversified. May not be only, like not that a PhD has to be exactly like this. No, it can be here, there, something like that. So similarly, one has to, today we'll learn that Krishna consciousness perfection can be in millions of types of varieties. PhDs can be in millions of types. But 10th answer has to be only one type, monotype. So sometimes we make this immature, we think immaturely that Krishna consciousness perfection has to be only like, suppose as per today's shloka, one has to give up all material possessions. So those who have possessions, they cannot perfect Krishna consciousness. But we saw Bali Maharaj gave up, agreed. But till that moment he had all the possessions. So is it that he became perfect in that 1 second? No. He was already perfect. In that 1 second, his perfection was tested and proven. Not that 1 second he became perfect. Because to become perfect is not that easy. To become in 1 second. A PhD is not that easy. 1 second we become. You made PhD for years together. And then that final interview. Presentation or I don't know what they call it. That is, what do you call it? That PhD final. I don't know. I am not PhD. Sorry. That is the check. But not that. You don't do anything. And you go for that final thing and you become PhD. No, you have to work. So, we see Bali Maharaj, yes, in that test, he gave up all the possessions. But to give up that possessions is not possible if you are not ready for it. For that, he was on that level anyway. He was on that level anyway. It was proven and tested at that moment. That's the whole thing. But he was on that level. So even though Bali Maharaj was possessing everything, he was on the level of not possessing everything, which was tested. So therefore, we have to have a very wide. We should understand perfection in Krishna consciousness is externally very wide. Internally, we have to be free from possession. But externally, someone can be like Bali Maharaj. Like I was thinking, someone can be, and it's not that Bali Maharaj was wonderful king and Vamandev came and tested him. That is one way, perfection. One way can be Maharaj Parikshit being cursed to die in 7 days. That can be a way of perfection. One way can be nothing. Pandavas retire timely. Pandavas are there, they are ruling the kingdom, everything is wonderful, fine, no curse, no test, no Vamandev situation. They just retire timely, hand over the kingdom to Maharaj Parikshit, go to Himalayas, and perfect their life. So for some it can be a gradual, simple thing like Pandavas. For some it can be Maharaj Parikshit, someone cursing him. For some it can be Maharaj Bali Maharaj. It can be many other ways. There is no stereotype situation or perfection, external situation for perfection in spiritual practice. It can be unlimited circumstances. And what mistake we do is generally we at immature level think that perfection in spiritual life has to be monotype or stereotype. With this way only a devotee can perfect. No. There can be unlimited ways. Not there can be, there are. If you see the scriptures, Priyavrata Maharaj, he became the king. He was Brahmachari for millions of years. Then it's a big pastime why he got married and ruled the kingdom for millions of years with a beautiful wife and children. And without any such circumstances, he detached himself from the kingdom. And he perfected his life. So, it can be Brahmacharya ashram for millions of years, then Grihastha ashram with a beautiful wife. And it is said that Priyavrata Maharaj was somewhat attached with his family and children and kingdom. But just because he was in Krishna consciousness since childhood, Krishna protected him. So, there was no Maharaj Parikshit cursing in the life of Priyavrata Maharaj. Or neither Vamandev coming and taking away his kingdom. And neither he retired timely and went to Himalayas. He was just, and Krishna, and he left his body in pure Krishna consciousness. So, pure Krishna consciousness is common. But how that pure Krishna consciousness manifests is of unlimited varieties. One is Bali Maharaj variety. He is fabulously rich. And it can appear that he is attached. He earned the kingdom by fighting for it. If you are not attached, why you will fight? You are fighting for something and getting it and ruling it. These are all the symptoms of being an attached person. These are all the symptoms of being an attached person. But Bali Maharaj was not. And therefore, we have to understand that shloka from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vaishnava Kriya Mudra Vidnena Bhujai. It's very difficult. And if you see, Chaitanya Charitamrita, different personalities perfecting their life differently. Gadadhar Pandit, just what we call Kshetra Sanyas. Maharaj Pratap Rudra, ruling the kingdom. He was perfect devotee. And today I will be discussing the person of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Anyway, he is a perfected devotee only, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, but still. So we see, for Vidura, it was an insult to get out of kingdom only with clothes. So, I won't give more examples, but the point is, external situations will vary. The litmus test will be the same internally. that are we possessive of our possessions? As it is said, even a beggar is proud of his penny. So this is internal. Beggar can be a proud of his penny and attached to his penny. And sometimes it's difficult. Actually, it's difficult for a beggar to be detached from his penny, and also difficult for a millionaire to be detached from his millions. See, your karma has given you penny or millions. Detachment is to be achieved by spiritual practice. Your karma has given you penny or millions, or somewhere in between. But detachment has, so whether you have millions, will be attached by default in the material world. And even if you possess only a penny, will be attached by default in the material world. The default has to be changed. Our karma, we may be millionaire, we may be penny, what do you call it, penny owner, or somewhere in between. Most of us are somewhere in between. But we have, so how that, whether you are detached, how that will be checked, will be in a unique way, suitable for all of us. That Krishna will decide. How will be checked? Apparently, sometimes we'll see this man, like we'll be discussing the story of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. When he came to Mayapur from his town of, Chitgaon, Chatragaon. He was having a second home. He was having a third home. Where is the point of having less possessions? This second home concept is not new. Nowadays we have second home in Lonavala or yeah, but second home can be in there to advance us spiritually. Pundarik Vidyanidhi had a second home in Mayapur to be close to Lord Chaitanya. He did not have a second home in Darjeeling. He was in Bengal. So he did not take a second home in Darjeeling or some Sundarbans. Like various people have second homes in such places. Mahabaleshwar or Panchgani, like that. Whatever. We can have second homes in Pandharpur, Nashik, or all such things. So, second home concept is not new. At least it is there at the time of Lord Chaitanya. Maybe before that also. So, he had a second home in Mayapur. It was like a palace with all the highest class furnishings of gold and everything. Because he was a big landlord. And externally seeing him was very difficult to understand that he is an advanced devotee or a pure devotee. And even a devotee like Mukunda did that mistake of misunderstanding him. So how much we have to be careful when we look at the externals of a devotee. We should not judge a devotee just because, or misjudge a devotee rather than judge a devotee. Actually, as per Jesus Christ, we should not try to judge others. We should judge only ourselves. Radhanath Maharaj quotes this quotation of Jesus Christ few times. He says, don't try to judge, lest you will be judged. Better avoid judging. Judge mental. This judging is a mental. If we start judging, we'll become mental. You know what is that mental? Mentally sick person. So, it's difficult. We form this pastime, you should learn. Even a great devotee like Mukund could do that mistake of judging Pundarik Vidyanidhi based on his externals of opulences. And he was having a doubt. And then the other pandit sang that shloka of Bhagavatam, glorifying Krishna's mercy to Putana. And then Pundarik Vidyanidhi entered the stage of trance, which was again a beyond understanding capacity of Mukund. And he could understand, reverse the process. Gadadhar Pandit did the mistake of judging Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Correct, no? Yeah, sorry. Gadadhar Pandit did that mistake of judging Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and Mukund sang the shloka. Parar, no? Yes. Mukund sang the shloka. But we are not discussing the personalities exactly here. We are discussing the attitudes and the mentality. But anyway, we should be correct in that details also. So Gadadhar Pandit did that mistake of misjudging. So who is Gadadhar Pandit? This is also today's point. He is one of the Panchatattva. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar. And we may think, oh, Gadadhar Pandit, Panchatattva person, did a mistake of misjudging another devotee. What I was going to tell at the end of the lecture, I will tell right now. Pundarik Vidyanidhi did the same mistake of misjudging someone else later in his life. So what we learn? That we can also misjudge others? No. We learn sometimes great devotees can do mistakes, still their greatness doesn't decrease. What we do in material world is when we see some great devotees doing mistakes, we bring them down. Here, Gadadhar Pandit, who is one of the members of Panchatattva, misjudged Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Who is Pundarik Vidyanidhi? He is Vrishabhanu Maharaj, father of Radharani, did the same mistake when he went to Jagannath Puri, of misjudging the pandas of Jagannath, why? Because they were putting up the starch clothes. Hari Bol, what's happening? I am getting chakkar. If Gadadhar Pandit and Pundarik Vidyanidhi can misjudge, then how can? Still, we should not misjudge. They are teaching us the lessons. What I learn from this? Sometimes, occasionally, for whatever reasons beyond our understanding, some great devotees might externally do a mistake. It's not our duty to misjudge them. That is between them and the Supreme Lord. Another point, even after that, they remain great. So not that even after mistakes, we also remain great. No, that's for they remain great. For us, we should come on, we call it, or at it, Pai Jaminar Dheva. English also is the same. Be grounded. So we should remain grounded. We should not utilize this angle for us. So anyway, we move ahead. So this opportunity will come in everyone's life when Lord will snatch away everything from you. Parikshit Maharaj, it came. Pandavas, it came in the form of old age. Time was over. They left and went to Himalayas. Bali Maharaj, it came in the form of Lord Himself begging. It will come to you in some form. At that litmus test, what do you do? You keep holding it to it, or you understand that it's a Lord test and you give up. That is the litmus test which everyone will be getting in life. You may say, okay, that will happen at the end of life. It may. But no, also it will happen in practice sessions. You know practice sessions? So now at this age, some of you are, you may be students, they may think, oh, how are we supposed to give up everything? May not be, but start practicing. Net practice. The final test will come maybe after a few years. But that final test, same, similar net practice tests are coming to your lives right now. Our Balram Shikhtar is also PhD, our Vinit sir is also PhD. While before that perfect final PhD thesis presentation, you have to go and do some submissions, I assume. And they are also checked. So in our life also, this practice session checks will come right now. We have to be careful. And if you fail, it's okay. It's okay in the sense, we can still continue. And if we pass, that's wonderful. Be patient. Utsad, nishchayat, dhairyat. So be patient. So when the situation comes, when Lord is presenting us in a situation where He is going to snatch away everything, it's our responsibility to pass the test. Not hold on to it. Lord will give the test as per your situation. We heard it can be a variety of types as per your situation. And when that happens, that is nothing but as mentioned in the Purport by Srila Prabhupada, a special test, a special favor. Srila Prabhupada's life, it came in the form of vulgarly at his business at Prayag. He lost everything. And then he was smiling. Let me pass the test. I don't have a business. So I may not face the test of vulgarly at my business place. It may be something different. But the test will come. The test will come. That litmus test will come. And if we pass, then that's like you are opened up to a vast treasure of a special favor of Krishna. And that is the real favor of Krishna, which all of us has to pass today or tomorrow. It has to happen. If we fail, we'll get the repeat test. If we fail, we'll get the repeat test. I heard since few years back in Mumbai University, they have become a little strict. They say that to become a degree, B.Tech, you have to finish in 8 years. It is a rule, Bombay University. If you can't finish in 8 years, you get a certificate that please, you are not fit for becoming B.E. But when I was studying in 1990s, it was not like that. Bombay University was merciful. And I knew some people who were in the engineering college for 16, 17 years. In our hostels, they are like the big boss. When I was there, there was one person who was already 10 years, in third year. And one of my batchmates, I went to hostel for preaching. 16 years after I joined the college. He said, haan, kaise hai re? Tum kaise? Haan, bhi final year chal rahe. After 16 or 17 years. But Bombay University, Krishna is merciful. He is more merciful. He will give unlimited attempts to us. Not 8 saal mein kharcha ki nahi khatam bhakti. Neto, you are not fit for bhakti permanently. Not that way. Like Bombay University has become. If you don't finish B.Tech in 8 years, we'll give a certificate. Please, you are not fit for B.Tech. But Krishna is not only 17 years. Krishna will wait for even 17 million births. If we keep on failing in the litmus test, that will come to us. But litmus test has to be passed. To enter the treasure of vast mercy of Krishna, the litmus test has to be passed. So yes, as I said, some devotees may retire like this. Some may not retire in the end of life. And within just few seconds before life over, they can give up the possession. As I said, it's a wide variety. We should not understand, oh, this devotee, he retired at 50 and then he went to Vrinda. That may be one variety of perfecting life. One variety can be, he can possess many possessions till maybe 5 seconds before death. And at that 5 seconds before, he can give up and he can go back to Godhead. And there can be something in between. Many things in between. So, but the litmus test, we cannot keep possessive mentality till the time of death. Then we have to come back to the material world. That is very clear. How we give up, when we give up, and giving up of possessive mentality has to be done, not the possessions. Possessions can be or cannot be given up. Might be or might not be given up. But the possessive mentality has to be given up. Even if you have the possessions, the possessive mentality has to be given up. That has to be done. There is no other option for that. Some devotees might give up the possessions externally. Some may keep it for Krishna's service. But in either case, the possessive mentality has to be given up. Those who possess the things, they should give up the possessive mentality that I possess those things. And those who have given up the things, if they think I have given up the things and therefore I am better, then they are having the possessive mentality even after giving up the things. So whether you keep the things or you don't keep the things, what is the real matter is whether we give up the possessive mentality. So those who give up the things and have the possessive mentality, they become proud of their renunciation. That is the possessive mentality. That I have given up. No. So we see, as I already mentioned, we have some limited time. I want to analyze this story of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So I have made this point. Bali Maharaj was at a crossroad and he passed it. Very difficult situation at such point. And again, some points are written. I will go through them quickly before I reach that last analysis of Pundarik Vidyanidhi's and some conclusions for us from his pastimes. We should at any point of life, any point of time in our life, we should never develop this judging mentality of others because that is, this mentality is nothing but a manifested symptoms of our diseased, proud condition. Why, if we say, oh, he is like this, we were exactly at the same place just few years or few decades back. Just because we have moved on by Krishna's mercy, we have no authority to say, oh, he is like that, he is attached. Oh, see, he is eating so much. Or see, he has relations with few women. Or he is attached to the money. Or all these things. We are there. Or we are more worse than that, just few months, weeks, years, or even lives back. Not that we are very different. And mostly we might not be very different, even currently. We might be thinking we are very different. That may be our illusion. But we might not be. So better. And therefore we see, I always have noted that point. In Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrut. What he says? One who chants, offer him obeisances mentally. One who has taken initiation, means doing study sadhana bhakti, offering obeisances physically. And what is the qualification which he tells that we should serve that devotee and hanker for his association? Not that he has given up all the possessions. Anya ninda adi shunya. That will be possible only when we are given up the possessive mentality, that we are given up the pride. What is that? It's possible to give up all the wealth, but not the possessive mentality. Keep the pride. When we give up all the wealth, we'll think, oh, see, I am better. He is not better. He has the wealth. That is anya ninda. So this anya nindadi shunyam is one of the litmus tests by which we can get an idea of other devotee's advancement. Not by whether he has given up the possessions, not by... I was thinking, why Rupa Goswami put this? Because if we want to get an idea of other devotee's advancement, not that whether he has a wife or no wife, or he has 10 wives or 10 millions or no million, or whether he has taken vanprastha, or whether he has taken sannyas externally, or he is a male or female, educated or not educated. There is some manifestation of a person's advancement can be judged from this tendency of anya nindadi shunya. Because that is very difficult to be manifested without the internal manifestation. And other things can be manifested without internal. Somebody can give up millions of rupees without actually internally manifesting the required qualities. But this anya nindadi shunya is almost difficult or very, very difficult to manifest without developing the necessary internal qualification. And therefore, Rupa Goswami, so this criticizing others, judging others is nothing but a form of anya ninda. And that we have to be careful of. I am speaking all these things because these are material possessions. You may be thinking, why am I speaking of all these things? Because we have to give up material possessions. One material possessions, which as per the purport, we have to give up all material possessions. But generally material possessions which we think are of wealth, clothes, car, house, that has to be given up. In one way, at least possessive mentality has given up. But whether we give up or that or don't give up, if we possess these subtle material possessions, then that's very difficult. These also are material possessions. The tendency to do anya ninda is a material possession. It's a subtle material possession. It's not a gross material possession. That has to be given up. Just one example. I'll just take 2-3 minutes. Balaram Shakti Prabhu has set an example to end the class on time, even though he wants to speak something. But I'll set an example to end 5 minutes late. Sorry for that. Just like it is not stereotype. There are many types of sports. 100 meter, 200 meter, 800 meter, 400 meter, 1500 meter, 2 kilometer, and then marathon. Winner is a winner in all the sports. Swimming, boxing, whatever it may be. Similarly, in bhakti, winner is a winner who gets the opportunity to face the litmus test and pass it. But that litmus test can come in the form of either 100 meters, 200 meters, 500 meters, marathon, hurdle, and what is that? You pass on some baton to someone else. Relay, whatever it may be. Winner is a winner. We don't say winner in relay is only winner. No, winner is a winner. So don't keep perfection criteria in a very 100 meters race only. No, winner is a winner. In all the times. So, so again, devotees' external behavior can be very confusing. One more example. We have heard we have to be humble. And generally we think humble means, yes, externally we have to be humble. But basically, I have taken the example, Hanumanji. He is certainly very humble. He is the perfect devotee. But when we see him fighting the Ramayana war, we'll be confused. He's killing thousands, hitting them with the fist, making them bloodied. And I think, how can someone be humble like this? Don't misjudge. Agar aapko samajh mein aata hai to samjho, nahi aata hai to chhod do. Option mein. Don't try to attempt which you should leave in option. It is like IIT, JEE or GATE. Negative marking hai. So, nahi jamte hai usme mat jao. Positive marking pakadte jao. So, Hanumanji can, how? For me also it's still confusing. I am not able to understand. He is killing thousands, even though he is fighting on the war, side of the war of Dharma, beating them with fists, making their nose bloody, daat phek raha hai, bhim, removing the heart and catching, playing catch with the heart of Dushasan. Kaleja ko catch, how can someone be humble doing all these things? But they are. Nahi samajhte to chhod do. Jab samjhega tab samjhega. Abhi to chhod do. But they are humble. So, don't go on the externals. We require. So now, I end up with this Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Those who know the pastimes, I will mention three pastimes. One, I already mentioned, he was so opulent and Gadadhar Pandit misjudged him and Mukund. Then his pure devotion was manifest. After that, Lord Chaitanya glorified him as Pita because he is Vrishabhanu Maharaj, the father of Arani. And after that, he misjudged the Pandas of Jagannath Puri. And Jagannath and Baldev gave him good thrashing. Barar, na? Gal suj gaya tha. So, a pure devotee, Lord Chaitanya calling him Pita, in such an ecstasy in Mayapur, just hearing one shloka, he went into ecstasy for some many hours. And he misjudging devotees. How to digest that? First, understand a human angle. A great devotee might externally appear to do mistakes and they might do mistakes. Still, yes, what do you call it? They are still the great souls. I am not able to recollect the shloka of Bhagavad Gita. Even the one greatest fallen person, Sadhu Reva Samant, Apiche Sudracharo. Certainly, this Sudracharo is not applicable to such great devotees. But I am just saying that they are still the perfect devotees, even though once or twice they might externally and maybe really do a mistake. We have to have that maturity. We have to have that maturity when we are in devotee association. Second, I learned from this pastimes of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, they still remain a perfect devotee. Judging others is a material attachment, which I already spoke. Be away from them. Here again, a very unique thing. Scripturally, Pandas were doing the wrong. Scripture says we should not put a starch cloth on the Lord. And Pandas were doing the wrong, as per the scriptures. But still, judging them is more wrong. Krishna Balaram did not come and give thrashing to Pandas. Hey, starch cloth dal rahe mereko. But they gave thrashing to one who were misjudging them. So, some mistakes like this starch cloth are negligible. They are mistakes on the external level, gross level. But mistakes on the subtle level are not. They have to be. So, similarly, a mistake, sometimes we judge a devotee. Hey, he's attached to eating vada pav from the corner stall there. Every time he comes, he eats. Madam said to, yeah, that's a mistake. But that's a very external mistake, like putting the starch cloth on the Lord.
The real mistake is you are looking at them and judging them. That's a very severe, subtle mistake. This external mistake can be corrected or neglected, negligible. Now, hey, he's attached. He always travels in Mercedes Benz. And he might be attached. Or he might not be. You don't know. But he might be, for discussion's sake. But you judging them is a very severe mistake. His attachment is a very negligible mistake. Lord can easily take care of his material attachments of Vada Pav and Mercedes and all these things. But these are very difficult. Be careful of that. So, judge yourself, means oneself. If we see others, something inspiring, take it. And don't get depressed by seeing our condition. Krishna is merciful. And that song, Hum Honge Kamayab Ek Din. That's a material song, but still. Pura hai Vishwas. Not on us. Hamare hisse kamayab nahi honge. Kama honge Krishna ki krupa se. Par uske upar pura vishwas hai. And Hare Krishna, if we just continue with full humility, without judging others, sincerely, Krishna will 100% guide us. I end here. It's already very, very late. I beg forgiveness from the authorities for breaking this principle, which was very nicely said by Balaram Shakti Prabhu yesterday. Don't misjudge me. Anyway, Hare Krishna. If any comments or questions, we can meet personally. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you.